What it do, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, Mr. Holloway. Map City Radio in the building. Alongside my man, Mr. President Hoosier. And we got that boy, A1, in the building. What it do, ladies and gentlemen? Yo, we got another one in the building with us again.
My
man.
Who they?
Mr. Money Lee. You know what I'm saying?
Eastwood.
You know what I'm talking about.
Eastwood.
Not only that, ladies and gentlemen, we got Money Lee in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Who you brought with y'all. You, man?
Yeah.
Who you got with you today, man?
I'm big bro, man. I brought my nigga JT, Jason Thomas, J-Roy.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever you want to announce, man. But this a dude in the penitentiary, man, when I was locked up. They gave me a lot of game, man.
Right.
Took me in as soon as I got on the unit and was real with me off the rip.
Yes,
real
Lord.
Recognized, real. We started building iron, sharpening iron. And it wasn't just on no street politics. It was on some biblical stuff, spiritual, man. This dude really gave me some insight and helped me create the man I am today.
Yes,
everything Lord. That I portray to y'all, he got a part off in that, man.
Right on. Well, I can dig it.
Beaumont, Texas, man. Representing, and he got some fly designer shoes, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, them nice, man.
J Gold,
what's up, man? Who you got with you, though? Who you got with you, man?
You know what I'm saying? This my brother right here from another mother. I'm talking about right hand man,
right on.
Everything together. His name Clark. I call him Skeeto. You know, it's just a inner thing.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah.
Everything started, you know what I'm saying, from him, through him, and with him.
Yes,
so,
Lord.
You know, it's just a blessing to be able to come here to chill with my boy Money Lee, because I've been seeing Money Lee probably about 10 years.
Right on.
So,
right on.
We was in the state together. I ended up going to the feds, and, you know, it's the transition to where, you know, the bond is still there.
Yeah.
You know, so whenever he asked me to come out here, hey, now I hit the highway.
What ended up changing for you as far as, like, your hustle prior to the feds to after the feds?
The hustle changed as far as from illegal to legal.
Okay.
And, you know, first, you know, coming from the hood, the project, you know, everything was about dope, selling weed. Whatever you can get in the hood to try to make a dollar.
Yeah.
So now, you know, since I've been incarcerated and since I kind of adapted, you know, to understand my spirituality, which is, you know, Jesus Christ, I was able to elevate, you know, and kind of broaden my mindset to take a whole nother avenue as far as like with the shoe. Also, I have something else, which is an invention called a scuddy.
Okay.
It's a scarf that turns into a hoodie.
Yeah.
So I had that coming in 2 weeks and wrote a book.
Okay.
So it's called "You Beat the Voice, You Beat the Enemy."
Okay.
So
what that consists of?
It basically teach people how to beat the voice in your mind, because you're the only limit to how far you can go. So if you can't beat the voice in your mind, you can't beat nothing.
This Jason Roy shoe right here, man. The design is real nice, man.
Yeah, that's
really
nice,
man. It's fire, man. And I'm gonna ask you something. When you create, what's it, because it's so nice. What's the meaning?
Well, the meaning behind it is a testimonial shoe, what I was going to put together, so the Lord kind of put it on my heart to be able to create a shoe where I can explain it. So I just really put my lifestyle into the shoe. So they asked me, you know, why you put the zebra? The zebra is a representation of being wild, running wild in gangs, selling dope, mama dope. So this was my lifestyle.
Yeah.
So the black represents the darkness I was in. You know, really couldn't see, you know, if I was a male or a man, didn't know, you know, my provision in life.
Right.
So the blue is for the gangs I was in. I was a 5'9", so that just represents the Crips. But the little red that I got my name on, this right here is the only representation of hope, which is the blood of Jesus Christ that brought me out of this lifestyle. So with this shoe, I created it so whenever you put it on, you know that it's inspiration. A hope. The best way to predict the future is to create it. And it's really to show people that you are your own pilot of your destiny.
Yeah.
So wherever you're trying to go is all on you.
Yeah.
It don't have nothing to do with how you was raised, where you come from. The motivation have to come from within. And then I share this to be able to inspire people to know, hey, man, you can create your path.
I like the zebra. But you know what? I want to get the line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can I holler at J. Roy exclusively?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Can I do that? That's a good technique, but I didn't really see the line design on there, but I can try to ask them and see. Motivation is to sell 50 pair.
Okay.
And once I sell 50 pair, I get a professional shoe deal.
Okay. Y'all hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
Hey, man.
50 pair. Now, let me ask you something. How much are the shoes?
They are $230.
$230. Y'all hear
$230.
That?
$230. Hey, yes. Man. Y'all spend that on bundles for your gal.
Yeah.
And
drip.
You hear me?
Some Jason Royce. How can they get to Jason Royce? Do you have a website for it, or do you have a number where they can call you and, you know, and
yeah. When a person is Jason Royce, I got my IG is jgo_1001. And my Facebook is Jason Thomas. I bought my checks.
Run it back.
409-683-7904. You can text me, contact me, or you can get with my boy, Money Lee. I'll send him all the information.
Right on.
And I'll be able to send some business cards and whatever in the future, you know, we can connect and come back together.
And again, your IG is, for those J-Gold, who just tuning in,
yes. JGOLD, JGOLD_1001, and everybody can wear.
Everybody.
You know, I'm not going to make no statement and say, oh, they just for people in the hood, or they just for blacks, you know, they for everybody.
You know,
it's a whole
right on.
Man, ask a question of kind of just, because right now you're kind of at the ending of where, or not the ending, or somewhere you're going. Like, kind of come back to the beginning for people that don't know, like, what brought you to this point. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess where you come from. You come from Beaumont, right?
Yeah, Beaumont, Texas.
So, like, what was the life like before the feds?
Well, before the feds, you know, to be honest, it was drug dealing. You know what I'm saying? Dropped out of school. Mama did drugs. Daddy was on drugs. Prostitution, you know what I'm saying? My house was a trap house.
Fair.
Well, it pushed us, me, all my brothers and my sisters, to go stay with, you know, grandma.
Yeah.
So I was raised by my grandma.
Yeah.
And, you know, all that kind of push, you know, to the projects, to gang banging, hustling.
Yeah.
For, to me going to prison 3 times. And my last time is where I went and met up.
Money Lee in the field.
Yeah, Money Lee. You know what I'm saying?
Is that the longest time you end up doing? That's what made you lock in? You're like, man, fuck this.
He had to call it. Yeah. That's what God do when you got to call it. Yeah. And he ain't finna gonna knock you off because you been too bad. Okay, now let me put you up real quick.
Yeah, he had asked time I was in church, he asked the preacher. I mean, I think Dr. Mother-in-law had on.
Yeah.
What you had asked for?
Prayer for direction.
So
when he asked for that, you know.
Prayer for direction.
Prayer for direction. He asked it, so the whole church got up and clapped for him. He's like, man, that was a major thing that I asked for.
See, man.
Is it because, growing up, though, like, was that not a thing, like, going to church? You didn't grow up going to church?
I ain't grow up going to church, but, you know, grandma always prayed.
Yeah, fair.
But I didn't have to go to church. You know, my mama didn't go to church.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the seed was planted, but later on, it had to get watered because on the inside joke, the day we went to church, I had just copped a Nina and went to church. So we had a whole Nina in the car going to church, just left the club.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then something was just on me, like, man, pray for direction.
Yeah.
You know, it's because there's a lot going on. I'm on the run.
How did that direction come?
And, man, really, basically, I got locked up, and without me having a father figure, I just took a liking to a guy named Donis Down, his name Bone.
Mm-hmm.
He was from Houston. He was a blood OG, and I just seen his character. He was humble. Everybody liked him. He helped everybody. So, you know, I was you know, talking to my Muslim brother, all type of other different religions. So, I just prayed and asked God, man, what is the truth?
Mm.
And he was the last man standing. So he introduced me to Christ, and then I had a spiritual awakening, and I've just never been the same.
That's
Yeah. Hey, so, hey, run it down to him on, yeah, on what type of time you was on, I cut into you.
Yeah, so when I met Money Lee, I was already on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, me and Money Lee, we got together, man, and, you know, I just started kind of everything I was taught, I was kind of really throwing it into Money Lee because I see he was open to it.
Yeah.
And if you know Money Lee, you know Money Lee going to be on some, you know, some down-to-earth type of stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He going to get deep, especially on the one-on-one. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So for him to be so positive, I'm like, hey, you know, he was naturally like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, once we start, you know, kind of getting into the world, learning each other, and it was just an open field to where everything I learned, somebody put in me, I could put it in the Money Lee.
If you really pay attention to it, it'll teach you what you're lacking in life. Thanks. Like, my problem is procrastination. When I get up on somebody, I'll play with them and prolong. Before you know it, they'll come through and beat me. You know what I'm saying? That's my problem is when I get up, I go to getting, you know, lax and procrastinate. Mm. But if you pay attention to chess, it'll teach you what you struggle with in life. Mm-hmm. It's really a game of life.
Yeah, you moving too fast.
Old school, it was old school when I was down. That way he used to tell me all the time, see, you rest too much. See, that's your problem. You want to move fast and everything. Yeah. Get everything done. And I'm going to weigh your ass out. Keep doing what you're doing. And
really
then I feel that.
Game ever created.
So I want to go back to this this Jason Roy shoe here, man. It's live, man. When you came, how did you actually, when things started changing for you, how did you, when did you say, I'm going to do this ideal and I'm going to execute what you have here?
Well, to be honest, this right here just fell in my lap. I filled out an application for the shoe team to try to see. I just really did it because I like fashion.
Yeah.
So I always read a book, by Napoleon Hill. And one thing he said was, if a person do something that comes naturally to him, he's more likely to succeed. Mm. So fashion comes naturally. This is something I do for free that I like to actually do.
Yeah.
So when the application came and I put it in and I got approved and I put it together, because I didn't know what I was going to put together. But when I put it together, and first I showed it to Bro, he was like, nah, man, they lying. And then when I actually just went, the people really accepted it, and they bought the first pair for me for free. Oh, so once it got approved, I just went on ahead and I went with it because I thought about how God moved.
Yeah, right.
You know, most of the time, he's just going to put something in your lap.
Right. Yeah,
you trying to do this? You trying to do all this over here? But I'm trying to get you.
Before you go on, let them know what happened in Vegas, man.
Oh yeah.
Hey man, first, hold on, man. So what goes on in Vegas? Supposed to be in Vegas.
This story in Vegas is nothing.
Okay, so what happened in Vegas? Let us know, Jay.
When we went to Vegas, cause bro, he the one took me to Vegas. He like, hey, man, I'm going to take you to Vegas. I was like, all right, come on, let's go to Vegas.
Yeah.
So we go to Vegas, and this was kind of where a little after Corona hit or kind of.
Yeah. Corona already did.
So Vegas was kind of like, it was still.
Trying to get back up and running, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, open a little stuff.
Right.
One time.
Yeah. So we went, you know, we here and there, whatever. So we go to Mayweather, little lounge thing. You know, it's a restaurant, girls, because it's out. All type of stuff.
Well, it was like the Mandalay, the Palms.
I forgot the name of it.
No, it's called Girls Collection.
So we went there, the man told us specifically, hey man, look, you know, if you see Mayweather, no pictures, no nothing, such and such. We like, you know, we ain't chill. So while we chilling, by 45 minutes later, the dude said, hey man, Mayweather wants y'all to come in the back. So at first I thought we was in trouble for asking to see Mayweather. I'm like, golly, Mayweather, hey, call for y'all. So we like, all right.
Yeah.
So we was in a room. They put us in a room that cost $30,000 a night. For free, though. We ain't there for free.
Yeah.
So we in there chilling. So, because Money Mayweather wasn't in there yet. So probably about five or 10 minutes later, we were chilling. Money Man coming there, turning the light on. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up? We like, you know that we out
of
my
big brother.
Is here.
Oh, you said how big he is?
Who?
That not boy,
I ain't gonna lie, he little.
And he's short, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, he's like, yeah. And he's skinny.
Yeah.
But he cool.
Yeah, yeah.
See, the way you see him on there, he's a totally different person. Because he was hollering, man, where y'all from? Like, we from Taylor. He like, you know, I can tell about where y'all drip, what's going on. So, you know, we just chop it up, talking. You know, when you know the Lord, he bring you around great people. You brush shoulders with them without no money, without nothing.
Right. Yeah.
To the point to where we didn't even have to pay to see Mayweather. Mayweather called us in there.
Yeah.
And then he like, hey man, let's take a picture. He had took a picture first, then shoot.
Yeah.
I took a picture of Mayweather had his hand around me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Tell him, you spoke that in existence.
Yeah.
Power in the tongue, man.
As soon as I walked in the club, though, I'm like, man, look, money in the back. He's like, man, money in here. Like, yeah, money enough, man. Yeah, so you already get fired up, man. Throw extra 100, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he cool, man.
Yeah,
he
man,
cool.
That's a blessing, man.
Yo, right, they're going to show you how many doors, you know, when the Lord got his hand on you, got favor. And like I say, you ain't got to live just to where you just secluded from everything.
Right.
You know, it's just about a relationship. And when you got the relationship, you know, your whole perception, you know, is to be the best you can be in any situation.
I want you to break down the book.
Yeah,
I was like, just really get into that. Like what you're talking about.
All right. Right there. Well, I wrote a book. So y'all be watching this called If You Beat the Voice, You Beat the Enemy. And the main theme of it is the enemy is just a voice going against the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with the book or the concept when I was in prison. You know, it's a lot of different religions, a lot of different people struggling, but the struggle comes mentally. So I noticed that, you know, reading the Bible, Satan, Jesus Christ had already ripped him from all his power. So he really ain't got no power.
Mm.
He just got trickery. And he deceived you with words. Mm. He can't touch you. He can't do nothing to you. But if he can get you out the will of God, if he can trick you into doing something that's not in your will or that's not in your lane, he can automatically get you because you free game.
Mm.
But to get the understanding mentally that, you know, we as human beings, we have more power that we possess than we actually know. Mm. And if you don't know it, if I can keep you distracted your whole life and you never tap into who you really are, you will never be able to break loose from him. And you'll never be able to have freedom in life. So, and for instance, what I mean is, like a person look at me, they might think I'm the brick man, but I really just got favor on my life.
Mm.
But it's all about perception and how you believe it. See, I was on the bed for years and years meditating this. I used to always tell man, I'm telling you, I get out, I'm gonna get out of here. But I already closed the door to sell drugs, so in my mind, I don't know how I'm gonna get it. Oh, man, I'm telling him, get out, hey.
He's I'm speaking it, though.
Chain. I'm telling
you. Speaking it.
On. Do what you tell him.
You're speaking
it. I'm going to make sure I'm representing the Lord. And I got two cross of prayer hands and my little brother that passed. Yeah. So everything that I do, it pertains to the Lord.
Can a young dude that's coming out of the streets, can he pick up your book and read it and understand it?
Yeah. I wrote it to break it down for everybody to understand.
Mm-hmm.
So now, if you read the title, if you, because the title gonna get you. If you beat the boss, you beat the enemy. So, like, what are you talking about? You see what I'm saying? Because everybody have a fight mentally. Everybody have a certain voice in their head. Even if it's the enemy, if it's you, or if it's something positive or negative. Because everything speaks. Even when I came in here, just because I walked in here, I spoke. Y'all spoke, he spoke, he spoke. Every time you move, everything you wear, it represents something.
Right.
So, in your head, you actually reasoning as far as like what you're gonna believe, what you take in, and what you kind of throwing out.
Yeah.
And if you ever notice, when it's wisdom, the enemy try to take it from you. Before you hit that door, you'll forget, man, he said this, but I can't remember. But if it's something negative, yeah, he told that man, help him, this and this and that. You see what I'm saying? So in the book, I break it down to the part to where anybody can understand it. You know, not using big dictionary words. I try to utilize it.
Is it a lot of Bible references out there, or is it just straightforward? You let them know.
It's straightforward, but it got a few scriptures just in case somebody
wants to direct them to it.
Yeah, yeah, facts. Now, you know.
Now, in the book, is there a specific part inside the book that you like, that you know, that you want to make sure
a that certain chapter that is that you hit on this, yeah, like if you feeling down or you messed up, you can go to chapter 8 and it might be something in there, or is it like
well, I do have a chapter in there that's called Facts, Truth, and Lies.
Okay.
And the reason why I like that, cause it's like the pinnacle of the book. It's the essence of the book, because it break down facts, truth, and lies. Because if, like for myself, I grew up with people telling me, you just like your dad. So, how's my daddy? He never been there. So my daddy, basically, you know, I was a bastard child without a father. So by her telling me that, she don't really know that she actually betraying my father on me.
Right.
So that's making me think, well, I'm like my daddy. How my daddy is? He leave his kid in the streets, hustling, selling drugs, smoking drugs. So when I grow up, I'm looking for an image. So I was breaking down fact, truth, and lies to the point to where, you know, you got to get the truth from God. So it don't matter what type of background you come from. If you understand what God said about you, you don't have to worry about everything else. So I kind of break down fact, truths, and lies to the point to where when it all first began, it wasn't no such thing as facts. We didn't need facts because we didn't have lies. Everything was true. And when God created everything, everything was good. Ain't nobody knew nothing about lies and all that, because fact is just a tool to prove something is true. But the only thing about facts can change into truth. So when the fall came, it was just an infiltration of the enemy to put lies in there. So when lies came and you got truth, now you need facts to prove it's true. You see what I'm saying? But if everything true, I don't need facts.
Right. Come on, man.
Because truth, no, real. Cause truth don't change. So that's one of the main chapters I got it at, and I got two parts, because I always write the chapter and I do the breakdown of it. And I like to do the breakdown because I come from the hood. I ain't understand a lot. So I want somebody to speak to me. Why are you speaking to me with such great words that you don't understand? If I'm trying to reach the masses, I'm a preach and teach or speak into the most nitty gritty where I know everybody can grab it. Because I'm trying to reach everybody.
And sometimes that's what we need, though.
Yeah.
That's what we need. You know, grandmama didn't, and big mama didn't sugarcoat nothing. They straightforward. You're fucking up, boy. And your ass gonna either be dead or in jail for long. You hear me?
And they ain't using no dictionary words.
You hear me? They ain't using that. They straight to the point. And you understood exactly what she said.
Well, you plan on getting an audio book to go with? Eventually, you keep growing.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, sir. A lot of young cats, they don't, it's a lot going on. They don't.
They ain't gonna read.
Yeah.
So, like, if you get an audio book to put on, like, YouTube, Spotify,
and shit like that.
Amazon, in the future, as you keep going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's something to, we can do it now.
Jay Prince book, The Art of Respect.
Yeah.
He narrating the book. He reading it.
Like, his book. All right.
To him more versus.
Somebody else, that's what I'm saying. You can put that fear, because now when you say the breakdown come, you can really break it down. They can hear your voice. They can hear the seriousness in it. They can hear the emotion in it. They can hear the tone of when you really letting them know. You know what I'm saying? Now this is the facts, truth and lies.
Paragraph 1.
You know what I'm saying? Let's get it.
I like that idea. I gotta.
I'm gonna ask you something though. Just say the Jason Royals pop off, you blow up, million sold.
Yeah.
The Scooty pop off, million sold.
Yeah.
The book on the best time sell.
Yeah.
What comes after that?
Like,
what's your plan? Like, you get all that's money.
Yeah.
What's your plan after that?
My whole plan after that is basically to do what God called me to do. And that's basically to bring his people back in faith. Because really, all this right here is to kind of make an avenue so I don't have to worry about money. Because all our life, we've been worried about money. How I'm going to pay the bills. How I'm going to pay this. Right. So now I can't focus on me. I can't focus on my character, what God got for me, what's going on in the world, right, because I'm so focused on making the dollar. So once this started really producing itself, my first and foremost thing is to go back and get my people. And that's everybody who is locked mentally in poverty. It's the point about, hey, man, you could be greater than what mama taught you, what grandma taught you, because sometimes they teach you out of ignorance. They don't know.
It's obvious that your stuff is directed toward Christianity.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of young cats in the hood that they don't know about Christianity.
Yeah.
And you know, like I know, being in the penitentiary, Christianity is the minority. Mm-hmm. Most of them cats in there are Muslim.
Yeah.
5%. Yeah. You know, whatever else.
Yeah.
They gang bang. Can you relate to them with what you're talking about, I heard?
Yeah.
How would you relate
to them? Most definitely. And my whole thing is to relate is to prove through action. Because you got a lot of people saying this and saying that, but they not coming to get you off the block, bring you somewhere and showing it to you.
Right.
You know, a lot of people talk, hey man, don't do this, don't do that.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, our mama and daddy told us that, grandma told us a bunch of stuff we ain't doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you when know, you kids said, learn off of what I see you do.
So when you said earlier, hold on, so when you said earlier, does that mean like, not only would you go get your people, but you'll start bringing forth jobs for the less fortunate, or, you know what I'm saying, more, better opportunities for them. You seeing somebody that's pushing, maybe educational-wise, you're like, hey, Jason Roy College Fund type situation or whatever. Like that, hey, man, I feel like with everything that you said, again, God just put you up for a little minute.
Yeah.
Man, I appreciate you, Jason Roy, for coming out, man.
Yeah, we do.
Money, DM,
Hoosha.
Y'all got anything else for these boys? Yeah.
Say it again before we leave here, man. How to get your shoes.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, how to get these shoes? JGOLD_1001. That's my IG, Facebook, Jason Thomas, Beaumont, Texas, 409-683-7904. Go ahead, support the movement, and the movement will support you.